grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Yes. Kia ora, Chris.
Kia ora.
What's going on, hello, sir? Welcome back. It's Marijuana Media time.
It is. It is.
Yet again.
Apologies for the tardiness. I had to do an intervention.
An intervention?
Yeah. Someone that needed to get high.
Classic.
But it brings me to this very gentleman singing away in the background. Our most awesome theme tune. Rick James, of course. In the news this week, because... Do you remember Different Strokes, what you're talking about, Willis guy? Todd Bridges. He had a story this week that was on Bang Showbiz. Eddie Murphy enlisted Rick James through Todd Bridges' intervention. And you think, of all the people to stage a drug intervention. he had known Eddie Murphy, he had known both of them, he says, on this podcast. And have you got it?
Did you say it was from 1 hour in or one... Oh yeah, it's the Eddie Murphy part.
Yeah.
You said you wanted it from 101.
Oh, that link went right to it. I'm telling you.
It didn't, but got it's okay.
Oh, come on.
Besides the point.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
It's here.
There we go. Okay, go on then.
I'll do it.
Let's play it. Or I could I could voice it. I could do my voice acting skills.
Let me just see if this is what we're talking about, because then we can give the listeners a bit of a...
The ceremony.
Oh, what's going on there? One moment, please, caller. 5, 6, 7, 8, and begin.
Well, about when Eddie Murphy decided to help you out.
Okay.
Gotta tell this
story.
So
I've known Eddie Murphy for a while too, right? And Eddie was like, man, we gotta get Todd some help, man. He tripping. You know, so he's like, okay, we gotta find somebody who knows about drugs. And they're like, everybody's like, naming Rick James. Rick James, send him a Rick James over there. So they send Rick James to my house. Now, if any of you guys know anything about Rick James, Rick James was getting higher than I was at the time. So Rick comes to my house, you know, he opens his car door up and all this smoke comes out. You know, and I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, well, I'm like, what you need? He's like, hey, brother, I want to talk to you. I'm like, oh, okay, go step in the
house. I'm so sorry, now, I don't mean to interrupt. Did you know Rick at this point?
Or yeah, was it I knew Rick from different places, you know, different clubs and stuff. But when Rick spoke, you listened. You know what I mean? Rick was loud. Yeah. So when Rick spoke, you listened. I'm like, okay, come on in. He goes, let me see your stuff. And I didn't know what Rick was saying. I'm like, what do you mean my stuff? He goes, your stuff. I'm like, Rick, what are you talking about? He goes, your drugs, man. I go, oh. And I'm like, why am I? He goes, let me see it. I'm like, all right. So I showed him. He goes, man, that's too much. I don't want you killing yourself. That's too much. Let me take a half of that. Take it from you. You know, kill yourself. And then he started talking to the girl on my couch, and she went with him. And I'm like, this is mother. You know, I'm ready to kill Rick at this point. So Rick leaves, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, what? You know, what's going on? What kind of drug intervention was that?
Nice one. I trust him.
I feel like there may be people out there that have been on the in that situation.
Yeah.
Like, text in if you have.
Let me intervene.
Tell us your story.
Your
if you've had that kind of intervention.
Drug intervention. 5395.
Hey, you know, last week, all that good news we talked about, lower opioid overdoses, speaking of the interventions, lower alcohol use, less binge drinking, happiest workers out of any workers. Well, this week, to add to the good news,
awesome.
This is a large federally funded study coming out of America, published in Nature. Marijuana users have enhanced cognitive abilities.
It's true.
It is true. I
know.
Rick James was onto something. These researchers, they used the UK Biobank, analysed brain imaging and cognitive data from 37,929 people. The cannabis consumers consistently outperformed the non-users in the cognitive tests. They had brain network characteristics typically associated with younger brains. as well as these enhanced cognitive abilities.
Wow.
Again, text in with your enhanced cognitive abilities, please. these benefits were noted from midlife to the late 60s and beyond, and they said, well, it actually could be different from younger brains. So we do caution there. Could be different to younger brains. But in these older people, they found, as I say, the cannabis consumers had characteristics of younger brains. And what they talked about, it turns out the endocannabinoid system, naturally in your brain, of course, has this regulatory role in maintaining or enhancing functional brain segregation and integration. That's what they called it. And that was apparently some key thing, which meant that it was neuroprotective and gave you this younger brain.
Wow. Shoutouts to those people that did that study. That's awesome.
Yeah. Right on.
And it sounds correct, in my opinion.
Well, there you go.
As someone who's got advanced cognitive ability.
Indeed.
And has dabbled.
Proof right there.
Exactly right. Look at me, I'm on the radio. Must be all there.
There you go. Yep. more research required. So, you know, if you're doing your own research out there, again, let us know how you're going with your enhanced abilities.
Let us know.
There was some more good news this week, actually. And this was the old country calendar on TV1.
Wow. They still do that thing.
They do. It's like New Zealand's number one mainstream television show.
Other than Short and Straight? No?
I think above. Yeah. This episode was called Supergrass. Because, you know, that's what you do. This is in Gay Old Gore, where it's now full of ganja. And we've
ganja
actually...
Gore.
Ganja Gore. This is a farm down there, an old sheep farm, that's now doing some high CBD, CBG, low THC.
Whoa.
Basically medical Bars. Hemp. Basically it's hemp done under a medical license and grown like big sticky ganja plants.
Whoa.
And then extract all the CBD out. And Don and Phil Morrison, their grow expert, Jay Kavai Astle, mm-hmm. Good on them. Shout outs to them. And I wanted to name them because you can look them up if you just Google that, or in fact just Google Morrison Cannabis NZ and you'll find it all too. Awesome. And what I'm talking about is they actually published the results.
Wow.
And I think this is because they've been involved in Federated Farmers. They know that they can't just do things by themselves. They're not trying to hoard the information, which so many people do, and instead they're sharing it with published studies. Bloody good. So you can look it up, paid for out of the Rural Professionals Fund.
Wow.
They wanted to examine best practice cropping. And the Country Calendar Show had a bit of it. You could kind of see what they were
really
up to. But this paper goes even further. So 4,000 odd seedlings they did in these couple of tranches. And they varied the spacing and the row pasture and their weed control method, which were all chemical free.
Mm-hmm.
They did a no spray regime.
Wow.
But they varied how they were manually doing it. Do you want to know what they got?
Go on.
The best plant, 16.7 kilos.
That's heavy.
This is wet weight. The least was 0.2 of a kilo. Little tiny guy.
Oh.
Or lady. Average of 6.29 kilos per plant. And then the dry usable head, they called it. Or flower, I should say. Dry usable flower.
Yeah.
760 grams a plant. And this is what I found particularly interesting. That works out at 14% of the wet weight. Now, why I find that interesting is that the DEA over in America published a study, Cannabis Yields, 1992, 14% of the wet weight. They grew it at the University of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Actual cannabis, measured at 14%.
Yes.
And I would appear in court cases over the years when people were threatened with going to prison for extraordinary amounts of time for growing some plants, and would wave the study around, and the police would always kind of denounce it until they were like, oh no, it's the DEA. And then invariably their things would all change. All their little estimates and things would start getting a bit more realistic.
Classic.
But yeah, so way back then, 14%, and then here we are, 14%. There you go.
There it is, folks.
Speaking of percentages, from this flower, it was 15% CBD. Pretty nice, I guess.
That's pretty nice, yeah.
Interestingly, two different labs got two different results, which they find in America quite a bit. So,
wow. The equipment must be different.
Well, from what I can tell, all the labs invent their own process, a proprietary method. And they're supposed to get all validated and stuff, but it's still their own kind of method that they keep secret. And then you get these different results. So,
curious.
Yeah, there you go.
Variables is what they call that in school.
Best plant spacing was 1.2 metres.
Whoa.
Keep it away from the shade. They say shade is your enemy and shelter is your friend. That was a key finding. Interestingly, and this is why you don't really get outdoor grows in New Zealand for the medical thing. This was must have been for export, mm-hmm. What they're doing, because their mold count was 18,000, which would mean it would fail the New Zealand standard, unfortunately.
What's the New Zealand standard?
It's very, very low. I think for vaping, it's like under 100. Oh, I can't remember now. It's very, very low. That's why they basically have to irradiate in order to get approval. That 18,000 would also fail in a lot of American states, so which do 10,000 as their number.
Mold count or mold?
Total yeast and mold, TYM.
Ooh.
It happens when you're outdoors. You can do extracts, though, and clean it all up.
I see.
And be, you know, back to completely pure again.
It's nature.
It is. You're out in the nature. You're out in the nature with a few little insects and things. They said, key, start small. Use what you have. You know, you've got stuff around your farm.
That's
use
true.
It. And key was genetic stability. Reading between the lines, looked like they didn't get that. And also, they said, avoid untrustworthy or undesirable actors in the industry.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, so you can read into that what you will. They didn't detail exactly what happened, but possibly something did.
You actors. Undesirable.
Undesirables.
I know a few desirable ones, though. And shout-outs to them.
That's right. That's exactly. Right. There's plenty of desirables. So now, don't read too much into that either. These people, the Morrisons and Jay Kaveh-Astle, they have launched a new consultancy or grow consultancy advisory called Te Ao Kakano,
mm-hmm.
saying for you to maximise your cannabis grow opportunity, and they'll do some pre-planting site visits and assessments and tailored nutrient plans and technicians on hand whenever you need them.
Wow, that's awesome.
Training for your workers, particularly, they said, why and how much leaf to trim. The crucial practice of when, why, and how much leaf to trim
pruning.
To maximise your yield and minimise your diseases.
Pruning.
Yeah, always the tricky bit. So there you go.
But necessary.
Look them up. As I say, just Google Morrison and cannabis. It all just comes up.
So, nice one.
Which is quite cool. Speaking of, and then there was someone that it seemed, just by the timing, was potentially watching on Sunday night, because Monday, Radio New Zealand, Wairoa mayoral candidate wants to green light cannabis business. This is Camden Gaskin, who's running for mayor in
Wairoa.
Whereabouts?
Wairoa. Where's that? Well, ignorant. Sorry, continue. I'll
East Cape to Hawke's Bay, right in the middle there.
Wairoa.
Yeah, south of Gisborne.
Beautiful.
He says a council grower.
Here he is.
Council grower would employ 200 and deliver significant economic benefits.
Yes.
And I guess he was pointing to this outdoor farm saying, well, you know, all you need is sunlight, and the indoor growers, they've got these very high structural costs.
Mm.
Whereas outdoor... He's saying, at a retail price of $100 an ounce, a council mail order business would bring desperately needed cash flow and employment opportunities to Wairoa.
Like, it makes so much sense, you know.
Right, I love there. It that that's on the table, a council-run cannabis mail order business.
Shout-outs to Camden.
That's right. If you want change, you have to vote for it.
It's so true. It's so true.
So true, isn't it? So you've got the
worldwide.
Tamaki Mercado by-election, as well as local body. So two reasons to get on the roll. Local body, you might have seen the signs going up. If you're in Whakatane, Nandor for mayor, don't forget.
True story, shout out to him.
Yeah, tell anyone you know who lives down that way. Camden for mayor in Wairoa, Nandor for mayor in Whakatane. And let me know if any other cannabis-friendly candidates are running in your area. Ask them at your local meeting.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah.
Where do you stand with marijuana?
Yeah, come at it from the country calendar angle. Of just, you know... Some medicinal hemp.
Yes, economics.
Yeah, economics, that's it.
Awesome.
There you go. So coming up also, next week, Wednesday, is Off the Record at LO Melville. Get your stuff tested. Canaposium in October, 4th and 5th. It's at the Waipuna Hotel this
Canaposium?
Year. Canaposium, the Medicinal Cannabis Symposium.
That's
Waipuna
awesome.
Hotel.
Nice.
Love it. The following Friday is the 50 years of the Misuse of Drugs Act.
Mm-hmm.
Blow out a big ganja-candled cake for... that one. And then also on October 14th, Gandalf Supper back in Whangarei Court. And then J-Day Saturday, 6th of December.
There it is. Away. All the Ooh. Things. Thank you so much, Chris. Some positive news. That was awesome.
We try
to do that. All right. Shout outs to you. Shout outs to the Hemp Store. And shout outs to Gandalf.
And Rick James.
And Rick James and Nandor and Camden. Awesome.
Do it, man.
Mary Jane.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane.
Roots, rock, reggae music on the attack. Yeah, heading to the top, I ain't turn back. It's a music non-stop, you know. Play by the bone sound, so you gotta get around. Play by the king of his bring. In a dance hall, I tune on my keep on the can't swing. Now hear this. Bad we musically bad. Say Tiffany, me tell you, I'm a virgin around. Bad we musically bad. We badder than the gun, them a boss a burglar. Bad we musically bad. Go tell them Tiffany, and the one name na rob. Bad we musically bad. You come with competition, you not in a body bag. Oh, you know where you come from, but you want to test me sound in a competition. Yes, we are the best, we are the number one. Riffing we in the sound, boy, in a rubbish man. We rule the world, we rule the nation. See me sound into number one, hey. My sound, I play the music where the people them need. We come in and they dance, we come, we take over the lead. Me find another kid and can't keep up to the speed. Me tell us we race, color, class, and creed. When them drink them beer and then suit them back and feed. Them feel the musical vibe and them and move them feet. Bad way, musically bad. Set it for limited, you have me bridging a ram. Bad way, musically bad. We badder than the gun, them and boss a burglar. Bad way, musically bad. Go tell them Tiffany and the one name na ram. Bad way, musically bad. You come with competition, you know, pin a body bag. This a song, you know, rap up and play. We come in at the dance, boy, I'm gonna get slayed. I tell you, Tiffany, him and the body's DJ. Now one original, me say from J. Who no come Rastafari way and stop leave the ghetto youth, them go astray. Slap this DJ, yeah, then can't stay. Me tell you, say the whole of them off a runway. Say poop on and ram the music pilot. We drop it in a dance crowd of people of a record. Them say that this a wanna hit a number one. Tiffany, him a DJ, the rubber dub song. Bad way, musically bad. Say Tiffany, me tell you, I'm a virgin a ram. Bad way, musically bad. We badder than the gun, them a boss a burglar. Bad way, musically bad. Go tell them Tiffany, and the one name na ram. Bad way, musically bad. You come with competition, you know, pin a body bag. Reggae music, you sweet. It's a little bit. Reggae music, it's sweet. It's a little bit. Now I'm play the rhythm, tip a DJ pan the beat. Say watch your crowd of people, them a move them feet. Reggae music, it's sweet. It's a little bit. Reggae music, it's sweet. It's a little bit. Now I'm play the rhythm, tip a DJ pan the beat. And watch the sexy girl, them a whine in the street.
All out.
Yes, it was a long break, wasn't it? It's 4:53 and you're on the Rapare Thursday Drive Show with Half Queen. Shout outs to Chris and the Hemp Store for that marijuana media, and shout outs to the Beer Spot every time. After marijuana media, I played Musically Bad by Tipperley meets the Naram rhythm section. That whole album is really banging. If you're into dub, go check that out. After that one, I played Mighty Invader by the one and only Troy Kingy. And under me right now is Yotevi by the Balamaya Project and Discos Pacifico All Stars, which is this is just a little taste of this really beautiful collab album that the Balamaya Project is doing with the Discos Pacifico All Stars, which, yeah, it sounds beautiful. It's a meeting of Southern, like Latin America and West African instrumentalists. So enjoy this one. We're rolling into the news at 5 p.m. Then we've got Cocktail Corner at 5:30 with the sweeties from Stiffy. In between then, I'm just going to play you music that I like. Music on my heavy rotation, new music, old music. Hope you're doing well out there. Yeah. This is BFM.
Most beloved artists, Bic Runga is set to deliver an exceptional evening of music and song. Saturday, September 6th. Catch Bic performing songs from her bountiful catalogue, reinterpreted for orchestra and presented together with the majestic Auckland Philharmonia. Don't miss the inimitable Bic Runga, live for one night only with the Auckland Phil, Saturday, September 6th at the Artea Centre. Tickets available now from aucklandphil.nz.
Hey man.
Hey.
Oh my god, have you got a stiffy?
Duh, we've all got stiffies.
Looking at your stiffy, I think I'm gonna get a stiffy too.
Grab a stiffy and chug it down. Stiffy is your brand new 7% vodka-based RTD. Zero fat, caffeinated and low sugar. Find your local stockist at stiffydrinks.co.nz or find them on Instagram at stiffy_drinks. For good times and bolder nights, slurp on a stiffy. It's a stiff drink.
On the menu at Whammy Bar Saturday, August 16, there will be three of the finest Wellington artists for your consumption. Dropper, First Reserve and Evelyn Breaker, plus an Auckland special of Lucien Rice.
Delicious. I'll have one of everything.
B-card holders, we have tickets to give away to this tasty show. Tune in to 95BFM Breakfast all week for your cue to enter.
Compliments to the chef.
Lucien Rice, Dropper, First Reserve and Evelyn Breaker. Saturday the 16th of August at Whammy. Tickets from under the radar.
Arcade Radio.
Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Classic bands, scalding hot takes and advice on how to cuff your pants. It could only be Auckland's leading skate brand affiliated radio show.
Arcade Radio. For all that and music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Arcade Radio Thursday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. with Dylan Biscuit and Leon Aoki.
Arcade Radio. Only on 95BFM.
sexy when I'm mad, I'm sexy when I'm moody. Really shit that ever rode, chillin' a Suzuki. Sexy when I'm mad, I'm sexy when I'm moody. Call me Uncle G, aka Uncle Gucci. I'm sexy when I'm mad, I'm sexy when I'm moody. Really shit that ever rode, chillin' a Suzuki. Sexy when I'm mad, I'm sexy when I'm moody. Call me Uncle G, aka Uncle Gucci.
Fan Dance Carrier featuring Gavsborg. I'm gonna have to finish that one a little bit later because now we've got the news.
BFM News.
Ahi ahi marie, good afternoon. Ko Eloise Tokuingoa, ko te Rima Karaka, it's 5 o'clock. An Israeli minister has denounced Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's comments that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has lost the plot. Sharon Haskell, Israel's Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, wrote on X in response that Luxon couldn't comprehend the challenges that come with facing Hamas. Luxon told reporters today that government parties agreed that Hamas could have no part in a Palestinian state, and said that his remarks concerning Netanyahu were his personal views. The government is currently considering pursuing recognition of Palestinian statehood ahead of next month's United Nations General Assembly in New York. Gisborne Hapu Ngāti Ōtione are continuing their reclamation of whenua movement into its 102nd day. Yesterday, the Hapu restricted access to the Port Logyard and Wharf in the early morning, with Ngāti Ōtione Chairwoman Charlotte Gibson calling it a soft block to remind officials of their ongoing efforts. Ngāti Ōtione's Te Pohu Rāwiri Marae and Pā were removed almost a century ago to develop Gisborne's port, with the Hapu now calling for areas of that land not vital to port business to be returned. Gisborne District Council are considering the land return, while Trust Te Rāwhiti, Gisborne Port's only shareholder, says it is working closely with Ngāti Ōtione to reach a resolution. And in international news, US National Guard troops and armoured vehicles have begun to appear in the streets and tourist areas of Washington, D.C. This comes after U.S. President Donald Trump deployed U.S. National Guard troops to the city, using the argument that violent crime was increasing to take control of the capital's police force. Trump has also threatened to deploy troops to New York and Chicago. The Democrat mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, has denied that crime rates in D.C. are out of control and says that the deployment of troops is an authoritarian push. According to statistics published by Washington, D.C.'s Metropolitan Police, the number of violent offences has in reality been decreasing, hitting the lowest level in 30 years in 2024. Cabo Verde declares a state of emergency as flash floods kill at least 9 and displace more than 1,000 people. The island country off Africa's west coast saw more than 190 millimetres of rain in 5 hours, on Monday as Tropical Storm Erin made landfall. Deputy Prime Minister Olavo Correa described the floods as catastrophic, While a state meteorologist says the country does not have the radar capabilities to accurately forecast such downpours. Recovery efforts are now underway, with the Cabo Verdean diaspora in Europe and the US raising tens of thousands of euros to provide essential supplies. Ara te kawe pūrongo, and that's the news.
A 95 BFM weather update.
Ane ngā tohu huarere mō tēnei rā, your weather report for today. Mostly fine, with some cloud build-ups but chance of an isolated shower. Light winds becoming southwesterly later. High of 17 degrees with an overnight low of 6 degrees. Sunrise today was at 4 past 7, sunset at 14 minutes to 6. Ane ngā tohu huarere mō te āpopo, your weather forecast for tomorrow. Ramire Friday, cloudy with morning rain developing. Possibly heavy at times, the chance of thunder, north to southwesterlies. And that's your news and weather. Ko Eloise Toko Ingoa, the time is now 5 minutes past five.
That was a 95 BFM weather update, thanks to climate change.
From the dark room to the green room, it's the 95 BFM Surf Report, thanks to ProGear Photographic.
Yes, yes. P, how you doing?
Yeah, good. How you going?
I'm all good, thank you, sir. What's going on today in these wet streets?
Nice, nice. Yeah, pretty mellow surf by the coast at the moment. Light variable winds, pretty much, especially for the morning. So now, but yeah, so cruisy waves. A bit smaller on the east, a little bit more on the west, but kind of west is almost longboard waves, but you could still shortboard it. East is longboard waves. Yeah.
Awesome.
So that's at the moment, and then tomorrow that high pressure moves further over us, so pretty settled weather again, light variable winds in the morning, and generally light onshores in the afternoon. So east, about 1 to 1.5 feet of east northeast swell. So longboard waves again, what's happening? Yeah, light south southwest, so cross offshore in the morning, light winds, so hardly anything, and then turning light on. So yeah, 3 out of 10 for east, little something there, and then west a little bit more swell, 1 to 2 foot. That is easing though, and it's light variable winds in the morning. So get on it for the morning, take it on board. I think you might need it. And then afternoon, it's light, but it does turn onshore. So morning's a pick. So give it 4 out of 10. 4 out of 10 for west, take it on board.
Banging.
3 out of 10, take them on board. Yeah, morning's a go. So, yeah.
Banging. One day we'll get a 10 out of 10, I hope.
Yeah, it does exist out there. You've got to find it.
Exactly right. All right, cheers, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
That was the 95 BFM Surf Report. Thanks to ProGear Photographic. Cowabunga, friend.
On the floor. Coming to
suck it up on 90.
On the floor. Coming to give you more. Perfect, perfect. On the floor. Coming to give you more.
Perfect.
More.
On the floor.
Coming to give you more.
On the floor.
Coming to give you more.
I am P-E-R-F-E-C-T. I am perfect. Tens across the board. Bitch, I know you heard it. P-R-F-E-C-T, I am that perfect. Tens across the board, bitch, I know you heard it.
Skin clear, body tea, who's that? Just me. Perfect tan, real cunt, look at her, who's she? Skin clear, body tea, who's that? Just me. Perfect tan, real cunt, look at her, who's she? Skin clear, body tea, who's that? Just me. Perfect tan, real cunt, look at her, who's she? Skin clear, body tea, who's that? Just me. Body, realness, face, she got it all, exquisite taste. Take her back to your place before you eat her out, say your grace. She don't got time for no broke bitch. Pay the fuck up, make me rich. Adorned cause she's that gorgeous. She gon' need her instant porridge, cause she got that fat butt, pants drop. When she in the room, all the bitches are flops. Never had one chop, but she's so good, turn the bottom to a top. Next to her, you a five, she's a lounge, you a dive. Bar that she says, she won't let you bitches rest. Skin clear, body tea, who's that? Just me, perfect tan, real con. Look at her, who's she? Skin clear, body tea, who's that? Just me, perfect tan, real con. Look at her, who's she? Who's she? Who's she? Who's she? She is that girl, so pussy so cunt. Eyebrows on fleek, bitch the fuck. You can't compete, never be me. Head to my ass, straight girls call me queen. You can't compete, never be me. Head to my ass, straight girls call me queen. You can't compete, never be me. Head to my ass, straight girls call me queen. Fresh face, full beat, yeah, I couldn't give a fuck. The only me around here is a tuck. Your eyebrows could do with a little plug. Your man wanna fuck me, call that cock. The floor, yeah, she's coming to give you more. Perfect 10 on that floor, yeah, she's coming to give you more. Perfect 10 to 10 on the floor, she's coming to give you more. Perfect 10 to 10 on the floor, coming to give you more. That perfect, perfect 10, that perfect, perfect 10, perfect, perfect 10, perfect, perfect 10. That 1 1 1 1 1, 2 2 2 2 2, 3 3 3 3, hold that pose for me. Ow.
Pussy good all the time and all the time pussy good like the fuck.
Bless the niggas that act like a bitch with the purse on, rich and a soft broken wrist. Dip your finger in the water, I'm hot.